This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse is calling on Congress to do more to combat wildfires. His district has been hard hit by wildfires year-round, most recently with the NCAR fire in Boulder. Neguse says there's been some legislative progress in Washington, but
I've been frustrated by the inability of the Congress to take this threat as seriously as I think it needs to be taken.
Neguse says wildfires are a problem unique to the West, and many of his colleagues in Congress don't deal with them. He's sponsored a number of bills to tackle this issue, from increasing firefighter pay and benefits to helping wildfire prevention and mitigation. The city of Denver says it's going to limit the Union Station bus concourse to paying customers in the next year in an effort to stop drug-related crimes. Denverite's Kyle Harris explains.
So far this year, Denver police officers have made more than 700 arrests at Union Station. A third were drug-related. Others were for trespassing, loitering, and some acts of violence. Hancock calls this approach to addressing the rise of fentanyl overdoses and other crime firm compassion. Opponents say if the mayor wants to combat drug use, shame and incarceration aren't the ways to do it. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A new survey by the Colorado Department of Transportation found 91% of drivers have driven while distracted within the past week. Of those drivers, more than half said they are, quote, often or always distracted behind the wheel. The survey went out to 5,000 randomly selected households, and more than 600 people submitted responses. The most common distraction was eating or drinking while driving. Colorado reported nearly 700 traffic fatalities last year, the state's most since 2002. Right now in Denver, it's 55 degrees with a few clouds. In Colorado Springs, it's 59 degrees. And in Grand Junction, it's 54 degrees and clear. This is CPR News and KRCC.